This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's amazing how many incidents take place in our daily lives through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tries to subtly teach us something or make us kind of like focus a little bit and we stop, reflect and contemplate about what's going on. So I always park my car inside the garage. A couple of days ago, of course, we got, hit by a snowstorm. My car got stuck in the driveway. For whatever reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted it to get stuck out there. Anyway, 2 days ago, we needed something from the car. So of course we had to, usually we just go into the garage and get it, but because the car is outside, we had to open up the garage door, go get whatever we wanted to get from the garage. On the way back, as we're walking into the garage, we see a little bird literally hopping in front of us, next to us, going into the garage and hiding under, or behind one of the boxes. And subhanAllah, tried to get it out. It wouldn't leave. It wouldn't fly. So we, took it inside. I quickly wrapped it in some warm towels. I started reading Quran, petting it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed that in a couple of minutes, it just, returned to its Lord. It passed away. Just to make me cry and be miserable for the day. Anyway, subhanAllah. But anyway, so by the end of the day, the kids and I took it out. We decided to bury it. The kids wanted to name it and whatnot. And, I walk inside and I'm sitting down and I'm thinking to myself, it's amazing how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manages our affairs in such a meticulous time. The car gets stuck outside, right, in the driveway. We need something from the car at that very specific moment, not an hour earlier, not 10 minutes later, because if it was a few minutes later, the bird would have died outside. And then the bird doesn't walk in a minute earlier because it would have just gone and hidden underneath the box. It would have died there, wouldn't have seen it till later. But it literally walked in as we were walking in so that we would see it. Subhanallah, so that I would take it in, give it its dose of comfort, its Quran, and then we would be, buried and be reminded of death and the burial and, standing outside and reading Quran and making dua and whatnot. And I was like, in our lives, so many times, we make dua and then we wonder, like, I'm 30 years old, I've been making dua all this time, and I'm still not married. I have reached this age and I still have not got that promotion. My kids are this and that and they've still not achieved this and that. And we're always worrying about the time. It's like we're putting a condition when we're making dua with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about this is what I want and this is when I want it. Doesn't work that way. Wallahi, it doesn't work that way. We make the dua, but the when is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hand. Yes, you exert your effort, but you have to have yaqeen, you have to have trust and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will give you what you want, first of all, if it's good for you, and secondly, when He subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it, not when you want it. Wallahi, wallahi, believe me, you are not 1 second earlier or a second later than where you are supposed to be or where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be. Wherever you are in your life right now, if you stand and think and ask yourself, why has this not happened to me? Or you're asking yourself, why has this not happened to me till now? Why am I not able to do this? You are where He subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be. You're not early and you're not late. It's exactly where He subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be. Because huwa yudabbir al-amr, He's the one who kind of manages your affairs. And He's not just anybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرِ الْأَمْرِ فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Ask yourself, who is the one who gives you sustenance from the heavens and the earth? And who is the one who has control of your hearing and your seeing? And who is the one who brings forth life from death and life and death from life? And who is the one who controls and manages all your affairs? They're going to say who? Allah. Allah. So why are you questioning the time? Be certain. Wallahi, the story just kind of like reassured me. The timing. Like Allah wanted this to happen at this time and wanted me to go out at this time. And whatever it was the timing. His timing, subhanahu wa ta'ala, not my timing. Whenever you feel in doubt, when you find yourself questioning, why, Ya Rabb, is it not happening for me now? Why, Ya Rabb, is this not happening for my child right now or for my parent? Whatever it is, remember the story of the bird. Remember how we went out at this time, how the car got stuck, how it came in front of us so that we could see it, so that we could bury it and be reminded and remind one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so generous. Wallahi, just have yaqeen, have trust in Him. He's the one who controls everything. He's the one who has every sustenance that is yours in His hand. So He will, inshallah, give it to you at the right time, the time that He subhanahu wa ta'ala sees best for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabb, always grant us the yaqeen and the ability to kind of like just hand it over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taslim lillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and understanding that things happen on His time, not ours. Ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.